What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, The Zionists Are Gonna Use the Samson Option to Nuke the World. So as you guys know by now, the Zionists are on a full-scale war, which will lead to World War III. Now, for those of you who never heard of the Samson option, let me tell you what the Samson option is from a biblical perspective, okay? Samson, in Semitic language, means Shems, means son, okay? Not son as in, you know, son of, but son as in, you know, the sun that gives us light. So, I don't know if the story of Samson is biblically accurate because Islam doesn't mention it. The Jews are known for making up a lot of bullshit, so it could be a total bullshit story. So, the story of Samson is that he was the sunshine of his mother's life, and Samson had superhuman powers, okay? He was like Superman, okay? Just like Superman had kryptonite to like bring him down, Samson, if you cut his hair, he loses his superpower. I mean, think about it, right? Samson, Superman, you know? That's what's making me think that this whole Samson thing is something that the Jews made up, you know, which is, they make up a lot of shit, by the way. So anyway, so Samson, he was Superman, with the exception of flying. He didn't fly, okay? So at the time, I think it was the Philistines, not to be confused with the Palestinians, you know, Philistines, they were trying to take over Israel. And they couldn't take over Israel because Samson was very, very powerful. Again, he's like fucking Superman, right? So what the Philistine people did is that they hooked up Samson with Delilah, okay? They hooked him up with a woman by the name of Delilah who acted like she was his wife. And she ended up betraying him by cutting off his hair, okay? Once his hair was cut off, Samson became like a regular human being, and the Philistines were able to capture him. And to celebrate the capturement of, I don't even know if capturement is a word, but whatever, right? So the Philistines, to celebrate the fact that they captured this once mighty Samson, they paraded him in their temple, and they had him tied between two poles. Kind of like King Kong, right? Think about it. And King Kong was written by Jews, just to let you know, okay? So now we have Samson, a lot like King Kong. He is in the middle of this temple, stuck between two poles. So Samson said, God, give me strength one last time. And God gave him strength. And Samson, he ended up pushing the pillars over, causing the entire temple to come falling down on him and everybody else. Therefore, he ended up killing not just himself, but he ended up killing the people in the temple, whom were, you know, the top people of the Philistines. Thus, he saved the Israelite people. So, the Samson option, I wonder if that guy behind me was trying to steal my phone or something. So, the Samson, oh yeah, by the way, guys, a lot of homeless people are in, well, I don't want to say a lot, you know, compared to like LA, Miami, there's not a lot, but there's a few, you know, stragglers around. So, not saying that they're malicious or violent, but you just have to keep your eyes open, I guess. So, anyways, let's continue. So, the Samson option, guys, is when the Jews feel that they are threatened, and therefore, they're going to take everybody down with them. That is the Samson option. So, for those of you guys who don't know, the Samsung option was activated exactly 50 years ago. Okay? The war of 73 between Egypt and Israel. And I know this because my uncle was in that war. Okay? When the Egyptians surprised the Zionists and actually broke through the Bar-Lev line, what ended up happening is that they were at the doors of Tel Aviv. So, according to the Jewish priest, Yossi Mizrahi, as a last-ditch effort, the Zionists had 7 planes sent to Europe with nuclear bombs. And the Zionists said to the West, hey man, listen, we're gonna nuke Europe unless you tell the Egyptians to stop going forward with their attack. So this is how the Egyptians ended up getting Sinai back, not because they actually moved in and defeated the Jews by taking over the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, but because America and Russia are like, yo man, we're gonna give you Sinai. Okay, we just don't want the Zionists to nuke the world, okay? So that's how nuking Europe was averted exactly 50 years ago. Now, this time, it's different. And the reason why it's different this time is because Moshiach is here. Now, there's a sign, an I-95. I'm probably going to put that sign as the thumbnail of this video, okay? I first saw that sign with my own two eyes a couple months ago when I was going down to Miami. It said, Moshiach is here. In fact, there was a video that I boosted a couple of days ago where some guy was talking about Moshiach is here, okay? Now, you ask any Jew, dirty Jew, I should say, who is Moshiach, who is the Messiah, they will tell you it's anybody but the Son of Mary. In other words, anybody is the Messiah but Jesus, okay? Now, why is Jesus not the Messiah? Because Jesus did not exterminate the big, bad, pagan Romans. Now, who is modern day Rome? America in particular, Western civilization in general, okay? So, the fact that Moshiach is here, for him to be publicly announced as the long awaited Messiah, America must be destroyed. You see, all these world superpowers, they're all in on it, okay? Russia, China, India, Persia, Arabs, they're all in on it, okay? The Ukraine war was supposed to usher in World War III, but the world powers, they got cold feet, you know? They got, what do they call it, you know? When you second guess something, right? You get cold feet, right? So China, America, Russia, they're like, I don't know, man. I don't want to go through with Armageddon, okay? So Ukraine war was supposed to bring in Armageddon, okay? So when the Western, China and Russia ain't Western, but when these world powers said, yeah, no, now we have second thoughts about this, that's when the Jews said, all right, man, if you don't nuke the world, we're gonna nuke it. And they're gonna do that through this war. Like TFM's, I think it was TFM, in his last live stream, TFM said the Jews might end up nuking the whole world because the whole world is gonna watch them go down, and therefore they're gonna use a Samsung option. I think it was TFM who actually mentioned the Samsung option. Or it could have been the guy in the video that I watched yesterday. Anyway, point of the video is, the Zionists are going to use the Samsung option. Either the world powers play along and nuke one another, or the Zionists are going to nuke the world. One way or another, nukes will fly. You guys out there, y'all got to understand, man. You don't become a world leader unless the Zionist put you in charge. I don't care if you're fucking Putin. I don't care if you're Yogi the Bear in China. You Winnie the Pooh, that's what they call him. You know, they call him Winnie the Pooh. I don't even know his name. I just call him Winnie the Pooh. That's the leader of China. Anyways, so I don't care if you're Putin. I don't care if you're Winnie the Pooh. I don't care if you're Kim Jong-un. I don't care if you're the freaking Ayatollah. I don't care if you're the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia. You don't make it into power unless the Jews put you there, and you have to play their game, okay? Otherwise, you end up like Gaddafi, you end up like Saddam if you don't play their game. Or the leader of Tanzania, who, what happened to the leader of Tanzania? Yeah, they're having a bunch of dumb drunks are having a, no, they're not having a fight, they're just dumb drunks. Yeah, they're behind me if you guys want to take a look. Nobody cares. Yeah, over there, behind, yeah, nobody cares. A bunch of drunks, and nobody cares about a bunch of drunks. So, if you don't play along with the Jews, you end up like Gaddafi, you end up like Saddam, or the leader of Tanzania who said Scamarona is a hoax, and he ended up dying from Scamarona. Surprise, surprise, surprise. So, the Persians and the Jews, the Persians and the Zionists, I think are actually in on it. I think they're actually working together. You see, the Shia, they believe in the Mahdi. Now, the Mahdi from an Islamic perspective is just a regular old dude who's gonna come out, say the freaking truth, and try to do something about it, okay? Just imagine Sheikh Imran Hussein, 40 years younger, and of Middle Eastern descent. That's exactly what the Mahdi is. But the Shia, they believe that the Mahdi is like some supernatural being. If you read what the Shia say about the Mahdi, it's as if they're talking about the Jewish Messiah. And the Jewish Messiah is the Antichrist for you Christians, and for you Muslims out there, the Jewish Messiah is the Dajjal. I think the Dajjal is the Mahdi when it comes to the Shia, okay? So the Shia and the Zionist both have something in common to work for. This is why they both want to bring the end of the world, you know? And then you got the Monkey King of Saudi Arabia. That guy's just a flat-out Satan worshipper, man. He just worships Satan. In fact, the Prophet Muhammad himself said, the horns of Satan will emerge from modern-day Riyadh, okay? So, you got the Shia who want to bring the Mahdi. You got the Jews who want to bring Moshiach. And then you got the Arabs who just want to worship Satan, you know, for the sake of worshiping Satan, you know. So, surprise, surprise, the Jews and the Muslims are actually working together to bring the end of the world so they can worship, you know, freaking Satan, you know. Surprise, surprise there, you know. So, the question that has to be asked at this point is, how bad? How bad is this nuclear fallout gonna be? Are we gonna go back to the Stone Age? Will 90% of humanity die? How bad will this be? Now, from an Islamic perspective, we know a few things. For example, Abadi Salahun Yerusal Ard. My slaves who are righteous will inherit the earth, okay? We also know that the people of Noah are a foreshadow for a people to come. That's us. We also know there will be duchen, smoke. Okay? We also know there will be a malhama, a big, big war. We also know that there will be 50 women to be looked after by one man, okay? So if you put all this together, a lot of people have to die, mainly men. Because here's the thing, man, at the end of the day, women are birthing units. Like TFM said, all a woman really is, she's just a birthing unit, okay? Nothing more, and maybe even less than that, okay? So it's perfectly fine to kill off all the men and just leave women for the alpha males to have, you know? Even here in Riga, guys, even here in Riga, like, away from it all, I see women, you know, doing the same thing they do in America. Now, granted, the women are nowhere near as toxic as the American woman, but at the end of the day, they like to be around ain't shit niggers, okay? I just saw a cute Latvian girl surrounded by like half a dozen Turkish dudes, like totally wasting her time, totally wasting their time. But it's the power that these ain't shit bitches have over ain't shit niggers, you know? That's the power they love, you know? She was like dancing and these ain't shit niggers were like, you know, clapping and watching her and shit like that. You guys remember Georgia Free? Like, during the end of Georgia Free's reign on YouTube, the bitch was actually playing a piano while you guys were watching the live stream, you know? This bitch was like, hey guys, can you go to my Patreon and help me buy a microphone? It's like, bitch, you make $100,000 a year. Why the fuck would you want $9 from a bunch of random men on the freaking internet? It's the power. This is what you guys need to understand. Ain't shit bitches want the power of that they have over ain't shit niggers, okay? Listen, I don't blame women. I don't care if the bitch is in Latvia. I don't care if the bitch is in Atlanta. At the end of the day, guys, I am Mermit Wally. I don't blame women, okay? I blame the ain't shit niggers, okay? So until ain't shit niggers are exterminated, women are not gonna get any better, okay? Like TFM said, when a woman is young, hot, and tight, she just wants to have fun. What have I been telling you since like day number one and when I started doing this shit, right? All feminism is women having fun. That's all feminism really is, guys. So all these women, they all want to have fun. They want to ride the carousel. They want to sport fuck. They just want to waste time with a bunch of ain't shit niggers. And then when they hit the big 3-0, they're like, we're all the good men gone. It's like, bitch, you've been passing them by for 10 years for ain't shit niggers, you know? So ain't shit niggers are probably gonna end up dying out, you know? Because here's the thing, guys. A lot of these ain't shit niggers, all they know how to do is swipe right on Tinder. That's it. Either swipe right on Tinder or, like, you know, hit the like button on Twitter or fucking Instagram. That's all ain't shit niggers know how to do. So something is gonna happen, guys, where all the ain't shit niggers, one of two things are gonna happen. Either the ain't shit niggers are gonna die out, or things are gonna be so bad where the alpha male is gonna be like, hey bitch, this is the only cock you'll ever see. Like it? Cool. Don't like it? Hey, enjoy your time on the streets out there, right? So you guys out there watching this video, we have no idea how bad this will get, okay? We have no idea. We're gonna go back to the Stone Age. Are people gonna be exterminated? We have absolutely, positively, without a doubt, no idea how bad it will get, okay? And we have no power over it. We have zero say in any of this, okay? The best you and I can hope for is to be best prepared for absolute worst case scenario. Okay, this is why I'm telling you guys. Look at Colombia. Look at going overseas. Look at living away from it all, you know. I'm gonna start seeing more of the small villages here in Latvia, guys, okay? You know, the only reason I haven't ventured out of Riga yet is because, believe it or not, I'm busy with a MGTOW TV. Actually, for those of you who don't know, we are building our own servers. No longer are we renting servers. We are actually building and owning our own server. So I finally bought a server. I sent it to the data center, but we had a couple of compatibility issues with the hard drive and the operating system. I think I had to order a couple of things off of Amazon today that, God willing, should be at the data center probably tomorrow. So I'm hoping by the weekend we officially have our server up and running. And for those of you who don't know, we have three servers. We have one for Gibson Bro, we have one for MGTOW TV, and we have one for the content on MGTOW TV. So what's gonna happen, guys, is that we're gonna start off by moving off the Gibson Bro server, okay? The Gibson Bro server is the cPanel server, okay? For those of you guys on Mitwali Web Services, for those of you guys who have hosting with us, your hosting is gonna be on the new server that's in the data center right now. And that's a kick-ass server. Hopefully by Saturday it should be up and running, okay? So if any of you guys want affordable web hosting on our very own server that's managed by us, you know, nobody's gonna take, you know, nobody's gonna fucking kick you off the server because, you know, we own it, right? So yeah, by Monday that server should be up and running. So until then, I'm stuck here in Riga, which is fine because I still have 3 more weeks left. So, and another thing, guys, I have to say this is that Turkish people really are scumbags, man. You know, I don't know why European people let Turkish people into their countries. Like, you know, Turks are like Arabs, but just more stubborn and maybe a little bit higher IQ, which is worse because they just do nigger shit. You know, all the Turkish people do is that they harass like white women. That's all they do. It's like, dude, you're an ancient nigger, man. And in all honesty, if you're a hot white girl and you're fucking with a Turkish dude, you're an ancient bitch too. So, you know, and you know, I get it. You know, if the Turkish dude is good looking, I say, yeah, he's a chedam or whatever. But these are just a bunch of ancient niggers, you know. It's like the white woman who fuck around with people like Austin Holman and Dusty's. I mean, look, I get it if the guy's fucking Tyrone, you know, he's hot. But when you're fucking around with a bunch of ancient niggers, I mean, what does that say about you? So, you know, honestly, dudes, I really don't know why white people let Arabs and Turks and black people in. Personally, you know, if I was in charge of, let's say, Romania, I'd have exterminated the gypsies. You know, I'd be like, get rid of these niggers, you know, get the fuck out of my country or you're gonna end up dead. By the way, guys, extermination is a good thing, you know. Don't believe me? Ask the Canaanites. Oh yeah, that's right. So in conclusion, dudes, we don't know how bad it's gonna get. All we can do is prepare for the worst and trust and believe a lot of ancient niggers are gonna die and a lot of ancient bitches better get with the program. Otherwise, good luck on the streets out there, okay? And like I said, guys, the Jews will start World War III with nukes. Either Russia, America, and China play along and somebody starts nuking the other, or the Jews are just gonna go ballistic and nuke everybody out there, okay? So nukes will fly. How soon? Is it gonna be tomorrow, after tomorrow? We have absolutely no idea. All I can tell you guys out there is just prepare for nukes to fly. And, you know, the longer it takes, the better. That way we all have our escape plans, you know. I can go to Colombia. Now, I can go to Egypt, but let's be absolutely realistic. Egypt is probably the worst place to be when nukes start flying, you know. You know, believe it or not, guys, I would take Colombia over Latvia, okay? Colombia beats Latvia in every way possible, except of course when it comes to snow bunnies, you know. Latvia is really bad for business. I mean, look, man, here in Latvia, man, as long as the women are hot and, you know, it's relatively cheap to eat, live, it don't bother me, man. But when it comes to, like, doing business, making sure you are living in a decent country, Latvia ain't it, guys. You're really better off in Colombia than you are here in Latvia. Because you have to understand, man, Latvia is totally reliant on Russia. It's totally reliant on Western Europe. It's totally reliant on, like, getting food from Uzbekistan. You know, the reason why a lot of Uzbekis live here is because this country imports a lot of food from Uzbekistan, you know. I mean, this isn't a big country. It only has like 2 million people, man. So they can, you know, get food from Uzbekistan. But what's going to happen, you know, when the rest of Europe goes down? That's the question, you know. What's going to happen when Russia starts saying F you all, you know? You know, Russia's literally right next door to us, you know. If the Russians want to come in, ain't nothing these people can do about it, you know. And quite frankly, I don't care who takes over who, as long as you have something affordable. That's all I really care about, so it don't bother me. But at the end of the day, guys, real talk, you're better off in Latin America than you are in Latvia or in any European Union related country. All right, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Peace.